take the lead alone. I'm following you. Take the lead alone. I will follow you. Lift your hands. Take the lead, O Lord. We will follow you. We are not interested in any direction of our own. We will follow you. Because it's when you lead that we are sure of protection. Thank you. Blessed be your name for a night like this. Worship and honor to your name for this first midweek service of the year 2022. I believe that something new and great and powerful will happen to someone. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and give the Lord an exciting clap and a shout of praise.
A bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of victory. Give him a shout of victory. And before you sit down, shake three hands around you and congratulate them. Welcome them again to a wonderful new year 2022. Exciting new year. And be seated. Welcome to this first preservation service of the year 2022. The year has started well and it shall end well. Revelation and direction for preservation is our subject tonight. Revelation and direction for preservation. Our objective tonight is to understand the place of divine direction and revelation for preservation. It can actually be divine direction and revelation for preservation. Scriptures make it clear that there is a direct relationship between divine direction and revelation with divine preservation. There is a direct relationship. The more directed you are, the more protected you are.
The more directed you are, the more delivered you are. Divine direction is key to divine deliverance. Revelation is key to preservation. That was why the Bible said in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Where instruction is lacking, destruction is abundant. Where the people lack knowledge, they cannot lack disaster. In Proverbs chapter 28 verse 19, he said, where there is no vision, the people, 29:18, where there is no vision, where there is no revelation, where there is no direction, the people perish. You will not perish in Jesus' name. There are examples that abound in scripture. Look at four of them very quickly. First of all, David and his men were preserved by divine direction and revelation from God in the land of Keilah. You know the story. 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 10 all the way to verse 13. The Bible said, then said David, O Lord, God of Israel, thy servant has certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Will Saul come down as thy servant has heard? O Lord, God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Then said David, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver you up. Then David and his men, which were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah and went whithersoever they could go. And it was to Saul that David was escaped from Keilah, and he forbade to go forth. As soon as Saul heard that David has left, there was no need to go. The question to ask is, supposing David did not ask God, and supposing David did not hear God, Saul would have come live and captured him and his men. Only God knows the balance. Even if God would deliver him later, he would have suffered some torture before that deliverance, even if you will be delivered later. Does that make sense to you that for lack of hearing, a person can die? That is, there are people who have died because of what they did not hear. There are people who have been cut short before their time because of what they did not foresee. And there are those who didn't die but suffered unnecessary calamity, unnecessary frustrations because of what they did not hear or fail to hear. I heard a story from Papa Oyedepo the other time. How that, I believe it was in the year of 1989 or 88, that the great man of God, or a robot, was coming to Benin. I think Archbishop Benson, the host of blessed memory, was to host him, and they requested that they should come and co-host him. He said, as he was moving to the airport, he felt a loss of peace about the journey. But the friend and the person he was going to go with said, let's go. They are waiting for us. Everybody, you have to be there. Contrary to the feeling he had, he tried to go. Now, the meeting in Benin was to hold about 11 a.m. in the morning that morning. They remained in the airport till about 5 in the night. meeting has come and ended. Now they reach Lagos around 5 in the night. All right, let's try and see if we can look for a flight to Benin. And they waited again till about 8 or 9 in the night. Since we're already here, let's reach Benin even though the meeting has finished. Flight, no flight to move. Next thing, he went to enter a rickety vehicle to go by road to Benin still. After a while, the people said they should come down. They won't go again. Then he decided, okay, I'm going to charter a taxi to go. While he entered that car, he said, he heard the audible voice of God said, if you move beyond this point now, you are dead. Is it by force? You see, at a point was as if Satan has practically arrived to say you must move by force. Let me charter a vehicle and go by all means. I have reached this level. If you move beyond this point, you are dead. That's, you don't like your life. That was how he returned from the journey. I think passed the night and then returned back frustrated. I can't remember, but I think he lost his bag along the line. Everything went wrong. Only thing that was not lost was his life. There is nothing compulsory in life except to go to heaven. So it is very, very clear that there are people who lost their lives. Either because of what they didn't hear or what they heard and ignored. Example number 2, Elijah. Please don't try to use faith where you need direction. David can say, oh, they say Saul is coming, let him come, I'll deal with him. I have enough faith. No, there is a time where you need to move. Where it is not faith that is required, now it is physical movement. Elijah's example number 2, in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 2 and in verse 3, God delivered Elijah from the wicked Ahab and Jezebel by divine direction. And the word of the Lord came unto him, that is Elijah, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward. And do what? Hide. That is, you can call down fire, but there is a time to hide. And hide yourself by the brook Cherith that is beyond Jordan. I'm the only one who knows why I want you to hide. I am not saying you lack faith now. I am saying use your faith for other things. Use your faith for other more important things. Don't just use your faith to tackle other matters. This time, just hide. He delivered him. And if Elijah said, oh, I have already shut the heavens and there is no rain, and there is no rain falling, any devil who wants to dare me can come, then he may have been cut short before his time. Divine direction is the aversion of destruction. Destruction. Satanic destruction of people's lives can be averted by the force of divine direction. I announce to somebody here today, in the name of Jesus, no devil shall cut you short before your time. No devil shall cut you short before your time. Before you make the next wrong move, Jehovah God shall reveal to you in the dream of the night, in the vision of the night, in the hearing of the ear. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Third example, Daniel. One vision. Daniel and his colleagues were preserved in Babylon. By divine revelation and vision, they were preserved. You know what happened? Nebuchadnezzar had a nightmare and he couldn't interpret it, and he said, the wise men should come and interpret, otherwise somebody will die. in Daniel chapter 2 verse 17 to verse 19, Daniel 2, 17 to verse 19. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret. Why? That Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. There is something you need to see so you don't perish. There is nothing, something God needs to show you so that you don't perish with others in your family. You don't perish with others in your community. You don't perish where others are perishing. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Everything that is a mystery that will enhance your preservation shall be revealed to you. That amen can be better. Everything that is a hidden secret you need to know that will facilitate your longevity and preservation in the earth shall be revealed to you in this season. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. It was revealed. And the sentence was reversed. They could not perish. Final example, Paul the Apostle. And all those who traveled with him were preserved by revelation. Paul the Apostle and all the people, all the travelers with him were preserved by revelation. You remember Paul in the middle of the storm in Acts of the Apostles chapter 27 and in verse 22 all the way to verse 25. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the peace of the sheep. Somebody say, there shall be no loss. Say, there shall be no loss. And look at this. He said, for they are stood by me this night. I am not just saying there shall be no loss for nothing. They are stood by me this night. The angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given you all of them that sail with you. Because of this, sirs, calm down. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me. You are preserved. I said to you again, there shall be no loss for your life, for your family, for your loved ones. There shall be no loss. 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 If you believe that, shout the Lord, a lot of amen. He said, by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. By the prophetic and the apostolic mantle and mandate of God upon my life, for you and your family, there shall be no loss. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat very, very quickly. What is the effect of divine direction and revelation on preservation? What is the nexus, the connection? Number one, divine direction and revelation. Divine direction and revelation bring instructions on steps to take to avert destruction. They bring you instruction on steps to take to avert destruction. That is, God shows you something in the dream, says something to you in your ears, reveals something to you from the book, in the church. We saw it from the life of David. 1 Samuel 23, 10 to 13. As Saul was coming, David knew he was coming. Nobody needed to advise him. he took steps that saved his life. We saw it in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 2 to 3. The direction, the revelation came with an instruction. Go hide yourself. I still have more assignment for you. Go and hide yourself. So God will give you direct instructions and revelations on steps to take. Even though the journey you are trying to make is concluded, don't take a step today. That person that seems to be a very close friend, give them some gap so that they don't orchestrate your disaster. God may come with one. That business, move your money out of it so that it doesn't become your graveyard. Divine instruction, divine direction and instruction and revelation, they come with instruction on steps to take to avert destruction. Number two, divine direction and revelation unveil enemy secrets and mysteries. They unveil enemy secrets and mysteries. And you know, that was what we saw in Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 17, 18, 19. Enemy secrets and mysteries are unveiled. And once they are unveiled, they are reversed. The reason why that thing is working against you is because you don't know about it. The power of darkness is destroyed by the force of light. In John chapter 1 verse 5, he said, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. All that God needs to do is to show you what is behind premature death in your family, to just unveil by revelation, or what is behind frequent accidents or continuous sickness in your body. And then you see it, and as you see it, once it is revealed, it can be reversed. Once the mystery is unveiled, the mystery is dissolved. I prophesy to someone here today, every mystery around your life, every mystery around your family, every mystery around your destiny that is fighting you and causing sickness or affliction, any sort of negativity in your life, in this season, the mystery shall be unveiled. The mystery shall be unraveled and your life shall be preserved. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. So, they come to unveil mysteries and then the mystery is dissolved. Number three, divine direction or revelation. Fuel faith. They fuel faith. Divine direction and revelation fuel faith for preservation. They just fuel your faith. When God shows you some things, whichever way it goes, it shows how the enemy set a trap for you, and then the trap couldn't catch you, or shows you the ministry of angels around your life, or shows you one thing or the other. It just fuels your faith. That was what happened to Paul. They are stood by me last night, the angel of God. Acts chapter 27. Verse 22 to 25. 23 now. Whose I am and whom I serve. Saying, fear not, Paul, because you must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given you all them that sail with you. Because of these, sirs, be of good cheer, because I believe God, that even as it is spoken to me, it shall be. That is that revelation. Even though I believed God before, but when I saw the angel at night telling me that no matter the storm, you shall not be buried, my faith shifted level. If not you, uncle, if you saw such a thing, God forbid, you are in the midst of a small turbulence on the ground, or the midst of a small turbulence anywhere else, and an angel stood with you physically and say, calm down. This aircraft will land. Calm down. You will reach the other end. What are you going to do? Cross your leg and slip back. Yeah, it fuels your faith. It fuels your faith. That is why it is very, very necessary. The voice of God fuels faith. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing by the voice of God. Faith cometh by hearing.
Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. I am fully aware of the ministry of angels around my life and ministry. Fully aware. I don't know how we manage in a Southern African country, strange land where attackers came to attack us with gun and everything, and the vehicle lifted across the curb to the other side of the road, and finding going through the midst of us went our way. I don't know how that happened. I don't know how in the year of 1988, I was in the middle of an accident and the vehicle was somersaulting many times. And then I saw myself beside the vehicle sitting on the floor with my bag beside me. All right. And currently somebody has died already. And then then I laid on the flat floor worshiping God, worshiping the Lord, flat. Lord, what happened? How was I saved like this? And then they were pointing torchlight on the people. This one has died. This one has died. And they came to point torchlight at me. And I said, this one is alive. Before you can say, praise the Lord, people have come. And then here comes a medical doctor from the Jos University Hospital. And he saw me on the ground from my place. And he was pointing torch and looked at me and said, oh, what are you doing here? I said, this accident. I said, come on, let's move. That was how he harvested me from the roadside. God did not permit me to stay there for 30 minutes. I am fully aware of the ministry of angels. Fully aware. I am aware that one day that some people came to attack me in the dream of the night and I was about to rush at them. And here comes a man. And he said, give me space. And I stood at the back. By the time he moved his hand once or twice, everyone was on the floor. I said, who are you? He said, I am the angel sent to fight your battles. So I am aware that anybody looking for me is looking for disaster. Anybody looking for me is looking for disaster. And they will see plenty of it this year. This year, anybody looking for you is looking for disaster, and they shall see plenty of it this year. They shall see plenty of it this year. They shall see plenty of it this year. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. I know that one day in the area, one church, I saw an angel that is as tall as this building, this one, that is much taller than that one, as tall as this building. His hands were very, very high up. Shoulder. He had a small knife. When he does like this, he can waste a million people. Very dangerous. His face was brutal. And I said, who are you? And he said, he was a judgmental angel that worked with Apostle so and so. He mentioned. It appears like he is vacant for now. I won't tell you the balance of what he said. Which devil are you going to fear when you see such things? What witch are you going to fear? Even me myself, I finished them, Belente Angel. One day I wasted agents of darkness, I wasted them until I began to feel physical pity in the dream. I prophesy to you today, those things that you will see out of the world, that you will see in scripture, that you will see in vision, in dreams and revelation, that will explode your faith for preservation, I declare they are released for you right now. They are released upon you right now. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen.
you will begin to experience the ministry of angels, preservation like never before. Shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That was number three, right? Number four, divine revelation and direction, or direction, or divine direction or revelation is always accompanied by divine presence. Whenever God speaks, shows things, reveals things, his presence backs his voice and revelation. Divine direction or revelation is always accompanied by divine presence. Psalm 23 verse 1 said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. So he's leading me. He's leading me. He's leading me. So he maketh me lie down. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And then he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me. He's still leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So because he is leading me, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This is the equation. Divine direction brings divine presence, and divine presence brings divine protection. Divine direction or revelation brings divine presence, and divine presence brings divine preservation. When God speaks to you or shows you things, his presence comes beside what he said. His presence comes around what he showed. And because he is present, you are preserved. I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. You cannot be leading me and be distant. You cannot be showing me things or speaking to me and not be nearby. Somebody will feel God and experience God like never before in this season. If you believe that, say loud, amen. You believe that, say the loudest, amen. Number five, just like number six, divine direction and revelation. And divine direction or revelation comes with angelic presence. They come with angelic presence. When God speaks, when God shows things, his messengers move with what he says and what he shows. And of course, you know that angels have the assignment of preservation. In Exodus chapter 14 and in verse 19, Exodus chapter 14 verse 19, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud, that was the direction, went from before their face and stood behind them. So anywhere you see the pillar of cloud, which is the pillar of direction, you see the ministry of angel. In Exodus chapter 23 and in verse 20, Exodus 23 and in verse 20, he said, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way. I am not only directing you, but my angel is with you with the direction to bring you to the place which I have prepared for you. When God leads, his messengers accompany his leading. When God directs, his messengers accompany his direction. When God reveals, his messengers accompany his revelation. I speak to somebody here. The angelic ministry you shall experience in 2022 shall be after another order. It shall be after another order. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. There are some who have experienced these things before in time past, but they seem to have disappeared. I declare a restoration right now. A release right now. A restoration right now. Say the loudest, amen. Finally, number six. Divine directions or revelations fuel intercession unto preservation. They fuel intercession unto preservation. That is, God will show you things, reveal things to you that move you to prayer. For example, maybe the enemy was planning a calamity for you, planning a disaster for your family. your husband, wife, children, or something like that. He shows it and then puts you in the place of prayer so that the things can either be established if they are good things, or they can be neutralized if they are bad things. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 18, he said, "This charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies or the revelations or the directions or the visions that have gone before you, that by them you might war a good warfare." So revelations fuel warfare unto victory. Directions fuel warfare unto victory. God shows you things. That is why it is important to remember the dreams and remember the visions, so that if they are good ones, you establish them. If they are bad ones, you kill them. And let me say this to you. Whenever you see something in the dream and it does not look like it is positive, does not mean it must come to pass. It is only showing you what the enemy is planning to do. It is subject to either being accepted or being ejected. You can accept it if you do nothing, and you can eject them. Even one line, "I overcome you, satanic agenda, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of my testimony." Back to hell from where you came. And you force it back to the dead, to hell until, help that man there. You force it back to hell until there is a witness in your spirit that that devil is roasted back to hell. And don't let anybody imprison your destiny by telling you they saw something negative about you that must come to pass. That devil is a bastard. No, there are people who are specialists in that. They are looking for who to intimidate and to terrify and to scare about what this. Who are you in my life that it is you, God, who show the affairs of my life? Who are you in my life? Who are you to me that it is you, God, who show the things that pertain to my life, and he showed it must come to pass? That devil is a bastard. Even if you are my mother, you are my father, you are whoever you are to me, God cannot confide in you about me, confide more in you than in me about my life. If there are good people who have your genuine welfare at heart, they will tell you, "There is something I saw, but it is not for you. It is for your enemy, and it is cancelled. It will never come to pass." Just be up and be sharp at the place of prayer, and they will give you talk to you something like that. Am I communicating at all? I don't need to reveal the details to you, but it is for your enemies, not for you, and it will never come to pass. Am I communicating at all? And if there are people who genuinely love you, they may give you one or two details and then agree with you in prayer for it not to come to pass. Not for that, it will come to pass no matter what you do. I don't care about the revelation that has no solution. It's useless revelation. Any revelation that is a negative revelation that has no solution is a banzastic revelation. It is a useless, nonsensical, idiotic revelation that is good for nothing but to be trashed. You know what I'm saying? There are people who are... There was a man that I was a bit close to. Every time he wanted to pray, he sees this and that and that, this and that and that. And if he says one thing, 99% of it is negative. Yes. So I return it on the spot. Return, 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 return. Oh, that is backfire on the spot. After a long time, I gave him long gap distance. Who are you to be seeing the devil all the time? Praise the Lord. And there are some prayers you don't say amen. Amen. Me, so be it. So don't agree with anything that is not correct. It doesn't matter who the person is. Somebody say loud amen. I prophesy to you today, everything that negative revelation about you, around your life, around your destiny, that the enemy has orchestrated concerning you, concerning your family, concerning your destiny, today it is reversed. Somebody met me some time ago, he said, the devil and his people, they have taken notice of you. I said, me? I will be surprised if they don't take notice. I will be very shocked. The way we are killing them, they don't have notice. They need to know, have notice. But their notice is inconsequential. Inconsequential. He thought he was talking to a baby. They have taken notice. Notice like how? That is, whatever you are doing, they are now fully, they are notified. I say, how? It is an insult if they are not aware. Abba, is it not a painful thing? You are existing massively and imperfectly and they are not aware. The people that need to be aware are not aware. For every devil we cast out of a demon agent, there are some demons that return back to them without their wings. They lost their arm. Some return back to hell with Caleb. They say, what happens there from Dunamis? Hey! Hey! Somebody shout power! Somebody shout power! I prophesy to you today, in the name that is above every name, every gang up of hell concerning your life, every gang up of hell, every gang up of darkness concerning your life, concerning your family, concerning your destiny, they are roasted by fire. They are roasted by fire. Somebody shout glory. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Let me say this before I round off. There are times that God uses circumstances to preserve his people. That is, in case you didn't hear, like what I told you about God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. Don't go. He wanted to go by force. Plane delayed. Vehicle. All manner. There are times. The testimony this young man shared just now, how that he saw himself inside a coffin. I'm sure you remember that. And then prayed and woke up the next day and went to a shop to buy something. And the woman said, I'm not selling to you. Go to another shop. Go. Death was coming. The death he saw in the coffin last night would have happened. He went to another shop to buy something under a few minutes. A trailer came and crushed the shop and everybody there. It would have included himself. Some rejection is salvation. I am telling you, there are some cases of rejection that are not rejections but salvation. God made them to reject you to save you. Don't force yourself on any man who decided not to marry, who wants to walk away from you. Don't force yourself on any relationship that is not happening. Don't force yourself on any condition or circumstance that is not working out. Don't force yourself so you can save your life. There are people God wants to save by all means. And they want things to work their own way by all means. Don't force it. Young man, I heard this from God's servant Papa Yerepo, was in a motor park going to, I think, Ibadan or something, or somewhere, Korea or something. And he entered the vehicle already paid. Suddenly the conductor, whoever driving, came, come down, take your money back. Why? We are not carrying you. Take your money back, we are not carrying you. Why? I said, take your money and go. That was how he came out of the vehicle. I went to look for another vehicle. That vehicle had an accident around the bomb, what do you call it? Shagam. None survived. It would have included him. The Lord used the circumstance to guide him away. There are times God used such sick. Don't force anything to happen that is not trying to happen. Just calm down, be still, and know that I am God. I see some people heading for marriage like a sheep to the slaughter. Sheep to the slaughter. This thing I'm not convinced of, but card is already out. What useless card is that? Set the card on fire. I was talking with someone. Terrible upside down disastrous marriage. Marriage where man is where the woman is the husband and the man is the wife. That is, if anything must happen in the house, it must come from the woman. I mean anything including food, including house rent. Everything upon on top of that, you receive beating. I said, what ushered you into this kind of marriage? He said, in fact, at the time when the wedding was almost happening, I was convinced this wedding should. But people have already come from everywhere. They have already, some have flown into the country. What year? Yeah. You know what happened? One young man called me on Saturday morning of his wedding. And he said, excuse me, sir, I am not convinced. Saturday morning of his wedding. I am not convinced. I said, so what are you going to? I'm not marrying. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I said, well, this is a very serious matter. I said, that's how, he said, I've been battling with it. But I've just realized I can't go ahead. The wood insect that gather wood in the forest, after it has gathered it, he doesn't put it on anybody's head. It's on his head. You are the one who came so far. Handle the matter. Handle the matter. Handle your in-laws. Handle. Handle the matter. You have to handle the matter. You have to handle the matter. Move from here and there to talk to people. Talk to everybody. I'm so sorry. Even if it will hold, not today. Let's just give it time and see. As for now, I'm not convinced. He had to handle the matter. Am I communicating? Don't be like a sheep to the slaughter. Saul lost his throne when he forced himself to offer sacrifice. He used his own mouth. What happened? Someone said, what happened? He said, when I expected you and you didn't come on time and the people were on me, I forced myself. He used the word forced. I wish you can trace that scripture for me. I forced myself, therefore, not for the sacrifice. What he forced himself to do did not only cost him his throne, it eventually cost him his life. Stand up on your feet. Be upstanding. I want to give you two keys while you are standing there to divine direction and revelation. If I need to hear God, especially as it pertains to direction and revelation, what should I possess? Number one, desperation.
That was 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 12.
Therefore said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. Can you see that now? What happened? I did what?
I forced myself. Therefore, and offered a burnt offering. Forced. And Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly. You forced yourself. Anything you do by force may waste your life. Force. Everything you do under pressure. Bring money, 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 money. The investment will end today, 12 midnight. The interest rate is very high today. Have you heard such things before? It's very, very high today. We can't guarantee tomorrow. Pressure, 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 pressure. Force, 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 force. That will never be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Alright, take your seat 1 minute so I don't keep you standing. Number one, desperation. Then shall we know if we follow on to know. Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. When you realize that your very life is at stake if you don't know. When you know that it can cost you your life if you don't see some things, you will be desperate. You pray with desperation. You sleep with expectation. That is, I need a Lord. What? Now this is part of my own prayer. Anything I need to hear that I'm not hearing, please have mercy, Lord. Help me to hear. Is there something you are showing I am not seeing? Please help me. Let me see it. That desperation. That desperation. That desperation. If I am not hearing, help me to hear. If I am not seeing, help me to see. That desperation. Very, very important. After desperation, number two is expectancy. Or what you might call watchfulness. You are desperate. Then you are watchful. You are watchful. You are watchful. Hosea chapter, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Okay, verse 1. I will stand upon my watch. I will watch to see. Many times God speaks and we are not hearing. You know, I used to have a problem with revelation. I used to have a problem. For example, if I see somebody, I will know many, many things about the person to a point where it appeared as if the person has talked to me before. So, in my mind, I feel, okay, this person has talked to me before, otherwise, how will I know this? So, I don't say anything. So, I said, no, he must have told me all these secret things before. So, the other day, I was in the office like 5 days ago, and then a woman came with two of her children. And as I sat down, I said, did you tell me that you dreamt a dream and this was what you dreamt? He said, no, I didn't tell you. I've never had any discussion like that with you. I said, okay. Because it appeared as if she told me she was explaining a dream, something to me about it. And there was nothing like that, but it was precise, sharp. What I was seeing by revelation, she now saw it in physical manifestation. She, physically now. So I was relating to her. She said, no, I saw it. What we're seeing, I saw it physically. So most of us, our challenge is not as if God is not speaking, but we didn't understand his language. So there are
there are communications going on, and God is so vast that his communication is so diverse. He said, I have multiplied. Can you give me Hosea chapter 10 verse 12? He said, Hosea chapter 10 verse 12:10, maybe it's 12:10. Can you move back to 12:10? Yes, 12:10. He said, I have also spoken by the prophets. I have multiplied visions. I have used similitudes, different types of examples, illustrations by the ministry of the prophets. I speak in diverse ways. I use almost everything to say things. Job said, God spoke once and he spoke twice, yet man perceived it not in the dream of the night. But from today, you will hear. So, we need to be alert, to be watchful, to understand the language and the signals of the Spirit, and you will never miss it. Stand up on your feet. 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 You will not miss it another time. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody who received something here, say aloud, amen. Every agenda of hell against your life in 2022 is absolutely arrested. However God is speaking, you shall not miss it. However God is speaking, you shall not miss it. However God is speaking, you shall not miss it. There shall be clarity in every area of your life. Lift up your hands and your voice and let us appreciate God for this moment.
How great is our God. Sing with me, our God is our God. How sweet our great is our God. How great is our God.
I'll see you again.
is our God.
Lift your hands and ask God for a fresh baptism of desperation. The spirit of desperation. The grace for desperation. And expectancy. I ask for a baptism. Lift your voice, speak to God and say, Father, I receive a baptism of desperation and expectancy. I receive that baptism of desperation and expectancy. I receive that baptism of desperation and expectancy. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God.
Your hands high. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 7. Okay, go to verse 8. Verse 8. You say here, thou hadest not, that is, you didn't hear. Yeah, thou knewest not, you didn't know why from that time your ear was not opened. You didn't hear, you didn't know because your ear was not open. It is one thing to have ears. It is for it. It's another thing for the ear to be opened. You know? When they say somebody is deaf, it doesn't mean he doesn't have ears. Am I right? The ears are there physically. But the ears cannot hear. He said, you didn't hear, you didn't know. Because that time your ear has not been opened. Lord, I am asking today, you give me the gift of an open ear. Sacrifices and offerings, thou wilt not. My ear has thou opened. I am asking for the gift of an open ear. Open your mouth and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me the grace of an open ear. The gift of an open ear. That was Isaiah chapter 40 verse 6. Sacrifice and offering thou did not desire. How did I know? My ears has thou opened. You are looking for something, and I knew that you were looking for something, and I got to know that because you opened my ears. Isaiah chapter 50 and in verse 4. He said, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. How do I know how to speak what is correct? Because he wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear. Until you hear correctly, you can't talk correctly. It's a medical fact. When somebody has a speech problem, the first thing to check is the hearing. Is the hear? If they are not hearing well, they can't speak well. My ear has that, he has given me the tongue of the learned because he has opened my ears. He wakened my ear to hear as the learned.
Verse 5 said, the Lord has opened my ear
and I was not rebellious. Will you pray desperately tonight? Lord, open my ear. See,
at times when somebody has hearing problem, when you are talking to them, at times you can get angry, right? In fact, there are children that the parents will be beating, not knowing that it is the ear that is not hearing. Many of us have been victims of all manner of calamities because we are not hearing. Father, open my ear to hear as the learned. Lift your voice and say, Father, tonight I receive the gift, the grace of an open ear. Open my ear to hear. Open my understanding to understand and to know. I receive the grace and the gift of hearing and knowing. I receive now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open my ears, Lord. The gift of an open ear. Open my ears, Lord. Open my understanding, Lord. To hear as a learner. To hear you. To see clearer. To know what you are saying. Precious.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are.
He said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge.
John chapter 5 verse 30. And my judgment is just, because I seek not to do my own will, but the will of the Father. The person whose body and blood we are about to take now, he heard clearly and he saw clearly.
So apart from protection and preservation we are going to receive tonight, we shall be receiving clarity of hearing, clarity of seeing, as we take his body and his blood. How can I confirm that? In the breaking of bread, in Luke chapter 24, and in verse 30 and verse 31, the eyes of the disciples were open. As they broke bread, he took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Today, this is the communion of the open eye, the communion of the open ear, the communion of the open understanding. In addition to that, it is our communion of escape for 2022. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token, a sign upon your houses, your life, where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite the land of Egypt, the calamities of this year shall never be your portion. there will be very, very drastic divine judgment against workers of iniquity at all levels in our land, from the top down, down up, at every strata. Jehovah will prove who owns the land. While God is at work, passing through the land by the ministry of the destroyer, it will never come across you. It will never come across you. It will never be your portion. And it will never be the portion of your family. He said, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. This is why we are here tonight. Lift up your hands and begin to thank the Lord for this double-edged communion. Communion of the open eye and open ear, and the communion of preservation. Thank him right now. Give him the praise and give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Now, in Jesus' name, lift up your hands. While we are doing this, the only person that may not be a full beneficiary of this communion is the one whose relationship with God is not in order. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want to be genuinely born again. You want Jesus Christ as Lord over your life. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and say, Pastor, I want to make it right in this first communion service of the year 2022. I want to make it right with God. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags. Give you the count of seven. You step forward. While they are doing that, communion stewards can step forward and pick up the communion. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you the count of seven. Come forward and give your life to Jesus. One, two,
morning I'm aware, Lord, I have your way. So Lord, I give you,
Lord, I give you my heart,
yeah. I give you my soul. I live for you, Lord, yeah. Lord, I have your way.
Three. Everybody say, four. Five. Six. And seven. In the name of Jesus. If you are bound by any lifestyle, alcoholism, addictions, tobacco addictions, immoral addictions, masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality, anything that is a bondage, a chain in your life, and you want the chain broken, quickly come forward and let them be broken. Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush forward and let's receive you. I'll give you another count of 7-1. Please, if you take the communion, just hold it first.
Stay no longer with you.
Goodbye, pleasure. Oh, stay no longer with you. May God allow to go God's way, rest of my life, oh Lord. Goodbye, 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 oh Lord, goodbye, Lord. Oh Lord, goodbye, pleasure, stop sin.
Say the Lord,
may God allow to go God's way. I will bring up my boy, I will bring up my boy.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Place your right hand on your chest, all of you in the front here, and say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. The grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' name.